National MPs today warned that there could be political backlash if the Atlas shotgun is placed in a more restrictive firearms category. A temporary ban on importing the high-capacity shotgun was introduced under the Abbott government in 2015. Currently, there needs to be a consensus from the states and territories about how to classify firearms. The Council of Australia Governments is meeting this Friday, and New South Wales Premier Mike Baird is tipped to agree to restrict the Atlas shotgun for professional use only. National Party members are arguing the Atlas shotgun would be useful in controlling feral animals, but anti-gun advocates believe the weapon needs to be highly regulated. Francois Martin has this report.
The Council of Australian Governments will meet in Canberra on Friday. On the agenda is a possible reclassification of the controversial Atlas shotgun. The A110 has been banned from the country since 2015, following the Lin Cafe siege in Sydney. It allows its users to fire 8 rounds of ammunition in rapid succession, much like a semi-automatic weapon. The ban needs the approval of all the states and territories to be changed. New South Wales Premier Mike Baird hinted that he might agree to a reclassification of the weapon from Category A to a more restrictive Category D.
You need to understand that at the moment, this weapon is classified as a Category A. A Category A is the sort of category which covers an air rifle. And I think most people in Australia know that a weapon that's capable of shooting 7 rounds in 7 seconds is a little bit different in impact than an air rifle.
Leslie Podesta is the CEO of the Alana and Madeline Foundation. It was founded by Walter Macaque after he lost his wife and 2 daughters in the Port Arthur massacre of 1996. Leslie says that the majority of Australians support strict gun regulations.
We believe that public opinion is absolutely in favour of having strong gun laws. There's definitely a really vocal minority of well-funded people within the firearms industry, of people who say, we want guns, we want more guns, we want the right to sell more guns and more firearms, but we know that's not the overwhelming view of the Australian public.
She agrees that some farmers may need a Category D firearm, which they can access currently.
We have never said, ever, that people who live on farms who have a genuine need should be denied the right to have a Category D firearm to control those pests.
Robert Borsak from the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party strongly advocates against the ban and reclassification. He says there is no need for the ban.
It's completely out of step in relation to what that category should be. They were placed in Category A originally 20 years ago, and there's been no reason for changing it. And the government still hasn't come up with a reason for changing it.
He says that the main parties are in decline because of this type of policy.
I think the people spoke in Orange about not just the issue around firearms, that's one of them, but also a lot of other issues. In principle, the issue of banning the ownership of the Adler is in really no different to the issue around the banning of the greyhound racing industry. The government paid a penalty for it, but they just don't seem to learn any lessons. Vilifying law-abiding citizens who want to own and use firearms is not what they should be doing. They will pay for it at the ballot box.
Mr. Borsak believes that gun ownership in Australia is already highly regulated. He argues that unlike in the United States, Australians don't have a culture of using weapons to kill people.
I understand the concern, but the concern's not well-founded. Australia isn't the United States. Australian gun laws have never been the same. Australians have always been primarily involved with firearms as sporting shooters or as farmers. There is no tradition in Australia of owning or using firearms to kill in terms of a revolution or in terms of an internal war. Law-abiding citizens in Australia who have licenses and own firearms don't turn up on the street and use lever-action shotguns such as the Adler to shoot one another. You've not seen it, you will never see it.
Leslie Podesta says that thanks to restrictive gun laws, Australia does not have a record of mass public shootings.
People in our country are really proud of the fact that we're not America. We don't have mass shootings seemingly every week.
And she says that many Australians would not like to see this change.
The reality is that since the Port Arthur massacre, we have not had a public mass shooting in our country. And we think that's something that's pretty important for Australia, and I don't think Australians want to see that change.
Leslie Podeska, CEO of the Ilana and Madeline Foundation, ending that report by Francois Martin.